I'm Brian Christian, and in 2009, I was named the most human human at the Loebner Prize Turing Test competition.
Brian Christian, like our other interviewees, combines an eclectic mix of disciplines. He's an author and poet with degrees in computer science and philosophy, but he's perhaps proudest of the title awarded to him 6 years ago at the Turing Test competition.
It's on the one hand a literary battle, competitive conversation, but more importantly, it's a competition that has this central place in the history of 20th century philosophy as really kind of staking this claim of what does it mean to think.
The Turing test dates back to a paper written by the famous codebreaker Alan Turing in 1950, in which he proposed a practical experiment to find out whether machines could think like humans. The test was never done in his lifetime, but since 1991, it's become an annual event. A panel of judges has a 5-minute chat via a computer with AI programs and humans. They have to then guess which is a machine and which is a person. In 2009, Brian Christian was defending the human race with some vigor.
I didn't want to lose. The honor of your whole species is on the line, so it's a big deal.
He spent 6 months preparing for the big day.
I was poring over the transcripts and trying to look for patterns in the cases where computers had fooled judges in the past. And I talked with experts in artificial intelligence, but also linguists and psychologists and philosophers. And I asked them all, what are the things that the human mind is uniquely good at?
Or, to put it another way, what are computers not so good at? Take chatbots, computer programs that replicate human dialogue.
They're constructed literally by piecing together this papier-mâché of fragments of other human conversations, in some cases tens of millions of different human conversations. And so you have this uncanny experience when you're talking to these chatbots. Every single answer makes total sense, but there's somehow this feeling that every time you ask it a question, a different person is answering you.
It's not easy to understand what this means without trying it out. So I decided to have a chat with one of these chatbots myself. I chose one called Cleverbot, a chatbot invented by the British AI developer Rollo Carpenter, which took part in that same Turing test in Brighton 6 years ago.
Segment 1.
I'm Brian Christian, and in 2009 I was named the most human human at the Loebner Prize Turing Test competition.
Brian Christian, like our other interviewees, combines an eclectic mix of disciplines. He's an author and poet with degrees in computer science and philosophy, but he's perhaps proudest of the title awarded to him 6 years ago at the Turing Test competition.
It's on the one hand a literary battle, competitive conversation, but more importantly, it's a competition that has this central place in the history of 20th century philosophy as really kind of staking this claim of what does it mean to think.
Segment 2.
The Turing test dates back to a paper written by the famous codebreaker Alan Turing in 1950, in which he proposed a practical experiment to find out whether machines could think like humans. The test was never done in his lifetime, but since 1991, it's become an annual event. A panel of judges has a 5-minute chat via a computer with AI programs and humans. They have to then guess which is a machine and which is a person. In 2009, Brian Christian was defending the human race with some vigor.
Segment 3.
I didn't want to lose. The honor of your whole species is on the line, so it's a big deal.
He spent 6 months preparing for the big day.
I was poring over the transcripts and trying to look for patterns in the cases where computers had fooled judges in the past. And I talked with experts in artificial intelligence, but also linguists and psychologists and philosophers. And I asked them all, what are the things that the human mind is uniquely good at?
Or, to put it another way, what are computers not so good at? Take chatbots, computer programs that replicate human dialogue.
They're constructed literally by piecing together this papier-mâché of fragments of other human conversations, in some cases, tens of millions of different human conversations.
Segment 4.
And so you have this uncanny experience when you're talking to these chatbots. Every single answer makes total sense, but there's somehow this feeling that every time you ask it a question, a different person is answering you.
It's not easy to understand what this means without trying it out. So I decided to have a chat with one of these chatbots myself. I chose one called Cleverbot, a chatbot invented by the British AI developer Rollo Carpenter, which took part in that same Turing test in Brighton 6 years ago.